This is DW News, and these are our top stories. Ukraine's president is demanding more international aid to assist the tens of thousands of people affected by the breach of the Kakhovka Dam. Volodymyr Zelensky is currently visiting the affected region of Kherson, where an official says up to 600 square kilometers of land remain under meters of floodwater. Russia and Ukraine have accused each other of destroying the dam. Residents across North America are being urged to stay inside and wear face masks as smoke from huge wildfires in Canada continues to spread. Many northeastern U.S. cities, including New York, have been affected. Officials in some areas have issued code red air quality warnings for a third day, while sports and cultural events have been cancelled. Several people, including young children, have been seriously injured in a knife attack in southeastern France. It happened in the Alpine town of Annecy on Thursday morning. A suspect was arrested at the scene. French President Emmanuel Macron has described the act as an act of absolute cowardice. This is DW News from Berlin, and you can get lots more news on our website. That's dw.com.